Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Nazir, and today we are learning Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So this brings us back to Mishnah Zayin, that if a Nazir finishes his Nazirus and he shaves his head, even after one of his Karbanos were shechted, that's a valid shaving, meaning you don't have to wait till there were two opinions when the ideal time to shave your head. Is it after the Shlamim, or is it after the Chatas? But after any of the Karbanos, it was good enough. So what if he shaved his head after making the Karbanos, but then he discovered that one of his karbanos was pasul? So gilach al hazevach v'nimtz pasul. He shaved his head after one of his karbanos, and then it turned out the karban was found to have been pasul. Maybe the blood all spilled out, so they didn't get to do his rikas adam. Teglach to psula, then the teglachas is also pasul. Uzvach of lo alulo, and the karbanos that he brought after shaving said don't count either. So he has to do his nazirus all over again, another 30 days for his hair to grow back, to do a proper teglachas, and to do a proper set of karbanos. Now, the Mishnah is now going to talk about the rule that we just said with regard to a special type of a psul called shalo lishma, that a karban is supposed to be brought lishma, for the sake of what it's meant to be brought. An ola has to be brought for the sake of an ola. If it's for the sake of, if a person brings an ola for the sake of a shlamim, l'shem shlamim, you do not fulfill your chiyuv of bringing that karban. But the karban itself remains kosher, even though you have not fulfilled your chiyuv. So that means that if they did the complete avodah with it, the parts that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach are still burnt on the mizbeach. The meat that's supposed to be eaten is still eaten. It's just that you're going to have to bring another karban to make up for the fact that you were not yotzi your chiyuv. So there are two exceptions. One of them is a karban chatas. A chatas that's offered shalo lishma is completely pasul and has to be destroyed. Not only is it not olal b'alum shem chova, it's completely pasul. So what happens when a nazir shaves his head based on a karban that was brought shalol lishma? Gilach al chata shalol lishma v'achar kach hevi karbanos of lishman. If a person nazir shaved his head after the chatos that was done shalol lishma, which makes the chatos completely pasul, and then he brought the other karbanos lishma, teglach to psul zvach of lo, well then he did nothing. The shaving didn't count. He's going to need another 30 days. The karbanos didn't count because the chatos shalol lishma is totally pasul. What if it was the ola or shlamim that were shalol lishma? Gilach al ola shlamim shalol lishman v'achar kach hevi karbanos of lishman. If he was megaleach after bringing the ola or the shlam shalol lishma, and then he brought the rest of the karbanos properly, teglach to psula, the teglachas is going to be pasul. And the karbanos do not count, because the ola or the shlam that he brought before he shaved his head was not ola lebailim l'shem chova, didn't count for his chiyuv, and therefore that ruins his tiglachas. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says osa hazevach lo alulo, that karban, the ola or the shlam that he did shalol lishma, didn't count for him because it wasn't shechted lishma. Aval sharzvachum alulo, but the other karbanos that he shechted after he shaved his head do count for him, because his shaving does count, meaning the teglachas works because the teglachas was done after a kosher or karban. Granted, it wasn't a karban that he was yotzei his chiyuv with, but at least it was a kosher carbon. So after the chata shalol lishma, to do a teglachas, the teglachas is worthless. But after an ola or a shlamim shalol lishma, Tanakama says the teglachas is worthless, but Rabbi Shimon says no, the teglachas actually counts. So the Mishnah says v'imgilech al shlosh v'imnitzachem v'im kasher. If Nazir shaved his head after he shechted all three of his karbanos, and only one of them was found to be kasher, teglachto ksheira, then the teglachas is going to be kasher. V'yavishar zvachem, and he just has to make up the other karbanos. Now we move on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. When Nazir becomes tameh in the middle of his nazirus, misha nizrakal of echad min adam min Nitma. If a Nazir finished his Nazirus and he started to bring his Karbanos, and they even did the Zrikas Adam of one of the Karbanos, and then at that point he became Tameh. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Soser Esakal, it ruins his entire Nazirus. He has to start all over again. The Chamamam Yavishar Karbanos, Aviyatar. No, he can bring the rest of his Karbanos after he becomes Tahar, but he doesn't have to repeat the Karbanos that he already brought before he had become Tameh. And the Cham tells a story that illustrates their point. So Amrullah, the Cham says, Rabbi Elazar, Maisa Bimiriam, Hatarmodis Shenizrakale Echad Min Adamim. There was a Maisa with Miriam, with a Nazira by the name of Miriam Hatarmodis. That was the woman's name. She was she was from a place called Tarmod. Apparently, that's how she got the name Miriam Hatarmodis. And she began to take her Naziris, her Karbanos Naziris. She began to bring them in the Beis Hamikdash, and the blood of one of the Karbanos had been already Nizrak on the Mizbeach. And they told her that her daughter was very sick and was in danger of dying. And she immediately left the Beis HaMikdash to be with her daughter, and her daughter had already died when she got there. So she had become Tameh as soon as she walked into the house. But it was before they did the Zrikas Hadam of her other Karbanos. And the Chachamim said, that's okay. Let her bring her other Karbanos and become Tahar, and bring just the Karbanos that she was missing, but she does not have to repeat the korban that already had a zrikas dam on the mizbeach, which is exactly the shita of the chachamim against the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud, we said that if a person did a giluach after a karban that turned out to be pasul, the teglachas is pasul and the karbanos didn't count. So we said if a person did a giluach on a karban chatos that was shelo lishma, and then he brought the rest of his karbanos lishma, the whole thing is invalid because the chatos shelo lishma is totally pasul. But if he did a teglachas after an ola or a shlamin that were not lishma, and then he brought the rest of the karbanos lishma, so we said that's a machlokas, that the Tanakama holds the teglachas is absolutely pasul because those karbanos are not ola lishma. And Rabbi Shimon said they're not all by Shem Chova, but they're a kosher carbon, and therefore the teglachas would in fact be valid. Now, if he only did the teglachas after he finished all three carbonos, as long as any one of those carbonos were kosher, then the teglachas is kosher, and he only needs to make up for the ones that were not done lishma. Then in Mishnah Yeralef, we said that if they already did the zrikas adam of one of the nazir's carbonos, and then he became tameh, we have a Chlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Chamim. Rabbi Lezer says it ruins the entire Nazirus, and the Chamim say, no, just redo the Karban, just bring the Karbanos that you have not yet brought, but the one that already had Zrikas Adam was perfectly fine. And the Chamim brought a Raya from the story that happened with a Nazira by the name of Miriam Atarmodis, where they did the Zrikas Adam of one of her Karbanos, and then she found out that her daughter had died, so that her daughter was very ill, so she ran into the house and she became Tameh because the daughter was already dead. And they told her, it's okay, the carbon that you already brought counts, and you just need to make up for the other carbonos that you have not yet brought. Okay, Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph.